All right. We have one item, which is the legacy report to look at, to say 5 years down the line, what did we do, what have we observed, what do we recommend, so that those of you who are coming back to the committee could use the documents as a guide to the new people, especially the new chapter. So that is what this is about. I'm not sure how we need to do it. I could hand over to Mutseng. I should handle it. But did we go through it?
Yes. Not really.
Comrade Kuno, you were there when we met.
Yes.
I think I've seen almost all the changes that you said needed to be done. Okay, let's start on page one. Page one, that is the first page, it is just standard thing. When you go to page two, it is the introduction that says, what is this legacy report? And then you have the Manager of Parliament, Comrade Boy will be very familiar with this, because it leads directly to the functions and powers of SCOPA. All of these are cut and paste, because the Mandate of Parliament is from the Constitution. Functions and powers of SCOPA is from the rules. So we've just taken them as they are. We go to page 3, 1.3, SCOPA Strategic Objectives 2014 to 2019. It is also cut and paste from our strategic plan. Key focus areas. That is also cut and paste, because you recall, comrades, this comes from a strategic plan. We said, what are the things we want to focus on for this term? You know, internal control, supply chain management, authorized, regular, and wasteful expenditure, consequence management, financial health, 30 days payment, HR, deviations, and expansion. Those are the things that we said we're going to focus on. So even that one is cut and paste. 1.5, it is just a list of departments that we're looking at. But if you look at the footnote on page 6, it does say that the last sentence just above 1.6. We did not list the entities, because if there are 300 and we're listed, then we just have a bulky document. 1.6, which is method of work, it is also just a narration of how the committee works, so that if you have a new person or new people or people who read this, they should understand how the committee works. In terms of the reports being submitted end of September, coming to us, us meeting with the Auditor General, and dividing ourselves into two groups, and that our meetings are open to the public and the media especially, and that thanks to Faith, I think her name is not Rita, Faith must be added, we issue media statements at the end of our hearing. She also arranges radio, television interviews, articles, and all that as part of how we work. Because in some countries, SCOPA meetings are closed, except on certain occasions. So it was important to state that we are open to everybody, ordinarily. Right. Then number two, I think that's where we need to pay attention, where our collective memories will serve. Key statistics, it looks at the number of meetings we've had, oversight visits, joint oversight visits with other committees, study tours undertaken, and strategic planning sessions. So you can see for the 5-year period and the total for that period. Meetings, first year is 19, 28, 20, 44, 39, total number 50. Oversight visits taken, 2, 6. And you can see 2017-18. I think that was the correctional services at SASA post office. And also, yeah, compensation fund, yeah, SABC, as we know, just that thing there. If we go to page 8, it says departments or entities that had several meetings with the committee, that is those where we did not have one-off, but there have been repetitions. As you can see, correctional services in 2015-16 were 3 hearings, 1 year. That was the year on which they, for the first time, had an unqualified body document. And then SASA, 11 hearings. So you're fighting with the CPS staff, 11 in one financial year. If you go to page 9, SAPS 5. You go to the next page, water and sanitation 9. Transnet 5. Eskom 6. And then number 3 is key stakeholders. They were looking at who are the stakeholders that we engage with. As you can see on page 11 at the bottom is Auditor General with an explanation of how we work. If you go to the next page, National Treasury explain how we interact with that. Public Service Commission, Corruption Task Team, the SIU, Association of Public Accounts Committees, SACOPEC, even though Mr. Beck, SACOPEC must be written in full, just like APEC. Otherwise, the person who doesn't know SACOPEC will not know what it means. Portfolio committees, as well as the media. Briefing and public hearing. I think here this will be linked to our focus areas. Remember at the beginning we said the focus areas which we decided is what we're going to be focusing on. But this section says when we're dealing with all those focus areas, what were the issues that we picked up? Especially financial management. What are the issues on financial management? Or should it be financial mismanagement? Financial management. But what we found was more financial mismanagement than management. So we put out those inadequate controls to prevent unauthorized regular process of waste expenditure, lack of consequence management, material misstatements, non-payment of invoices in 30 days, poor record keeping, inadequate budget control, and the misuse of environment. I'm sure you remember what happened, how they would take money for compensation of employees and not deploy people and take it to the budget allocation system, or that 100 million that has been diverted to the for the construction of the dam. It was not budgeted for, but environment. That's financial management. Now, the second one is supply chain management, SCM. What are the challenges there? Pre-quotation, competitive bidding process not followed, reference point system not applied, misuse of environment as well, appointment of service providers before the evaluation process is completed, despite the service provider was qualifying, despite objection from or against the recommendation of the bid adjudication committee, without clearance certificate. Contract management or contract mismanagement.
Should we correct as we are going on or?
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go through it all
okay.
And then we can come back and go section by section. Contract management, the misuse of deviation to bypass tendering processes, inadequate contract management, the expansion of contract evaluation orders, and the evergreen contract. So from the boy you said, let's go with the aside 12 billion rand to go back to the cost plus 9. And I think that the competition commission won again. I think it's just going to be that complaint against evergreen contract and the cross what is this? The cross membership of boards. People serving in three, in the board of three different companies that are all competing for ESCOM's job. Human resource management, instability, prolonged vacancies, vetting of senior officials, and officials in the SCM units not connected as required by cabinet decision 2014. Ignoring internal audit recommendations. Prolonged acting by officials in higher positions, continuous use of consultants, prolonged suspension period, information systems deficiencies, non-compliance with laws and regulations. Those are the things that when you close your eyes and say, but what will we deal with? You find that you can categorize them in those six sections. Study tours. Unfortunately, because of the bad chairperson, there was no study to work in the and 5 years that went in this committee.
Very bad.
Bad indeed. Oversight visits undertaken, as indicated. Remember, initially we had the number. So many to this, so many to that. I think that page 16 then goes into details to say we went to Home Affairs, to the Eastern Cape and KZN, what are the issues that we're dealing with there. That joint oversight is constantly KZN, what are the issues? Correctional services, what are the issues? SABC, what are the issues? Mr. Boom, okay. I'm about that. SABC and Compensation Fund, SAA, SA Express, FAFA, SAA, Transnet. Now, and I think this is where you must now put your thinking head, the challenges that emerge from the oversight, what we would pick up from the oversight. Disregard of applicable legislation by officials, management, lack of consequence management, non-recovery of money, disregard for recommendations by internal control structure, scope of recommendations not implemented, vacant positions not remember that wherever we treat an oversight business, it was because that entity had prolonged problems. And it will always be preceded by a hearing itself, and then we say, no, let's follow up. Challenges relating to the committee's regular activities, we are now looking inward to ourselves. Joint committee sitting, where different sitting running meeting in that progress for affected the desired outcome. We will call that all of us are now playing clean, not joint meeting with other committees, because it frustrates how it works. Inadequate time to inadequate time to process committee reports. We did a lot of hearings and very little time, so the next committee must be able to try and find a balance. Committee meetings cancelled or postponed due to unpreparedness or unavailability of department duties. You know, we had to send people away, and that is money and also time. Documents received late from department, which affect our ability to. Inability to have quarterly engagements with National Treasury and the ACTT. Submission of required information after hearing. We will call that we'll go into a hearing and say, well, we need you to send ABCD information, but it would not be done. Lack of responsiveness from departments leading to multiple hearings. As I said, if you look at all the departments where we have 3, 4, 5, 6 hearings, it's because that's where we feel there's no progress, and we therefore cannot meet them once. Increasing number of departments and entities not submitting reports. Can you say that the annual report, not just report, not submitting annual report on time, frivolously challenging the agency. Recall that this last year we came. Now number 8 now talks to a summary of outstanding issues relating to departments and committees that the committee has been grappling with. So these are the things that we say the new committee should see how it can follow the path.
Wakala Kasasa, SA.
Yeah, that's page 20. South African Airways, remember the open water report? The vetting of employees, legal fees, said what is the schedule, and the long term turnaround strategy. ESCOM, the supporting municipality. Progress report on the recommendations of the advisory panel on electricity circulation and distribution. Anti-corruption task team, Department of Water and Sanitation, National Treasury. Remember with this quarterly deviations and expansion report, but also the IFMS. Remember they just gave us a report, a quarterly report. But the implementation of the recommendations of that college report is something that they have been SABC, SIU investigation, and consequence management, Transnet, GPW, SAP, State Security Agency. Remember they were completing the policy, the vetting policy and procedure. NSCOM, very important to government policy of ensuring access to higher education. PIC and DENO. Europe, I'm sure what to me. There is a joint here on the 19th on the table. That's the last Gura for next week. Yeah. I'm sure by next week Tommy will get the letter of contact. Mr. Tommy must remind Tommy, I think I should be meeting with him today or so to get what the preparations are like. I was called by the head of the MPA this morning. That's the case. No case. Presently appointed one. I was talking about that here. Yeah. All right. Then, number nine as well, one of thinking health. Key achievements. What have we achieved? FAFA. We know that process. Department of Social Correctional Service. Yes, in Correctional Service. I think we do need to expand it a bit after intensive engagement and push by the committee. In this particular financial year, they were able to affect tax and qualified for it. Even though they appear to have been credited. ACTT, we all know ACTT was somewhere in the production, really was important. CETA, we are the ones who have done, created the momentum in fighting the whole that was there. SACS, you know, those FDA contract investigation. ESCOM, the supporting municipalities, it was asked to actually push and put things to be where they are. In the media, we gave Parliament positive exposure as a committee, more than any other committee. Not as a one-off, but in a sustained way. In a sustained way. So the overall performance we think was done well. Now number 11 is our recommendations to the 6th Parliament. They must exercise their powers and authorities to summon anyone. Remember we in this fifth parliament, I think it was asked to summon the transfer board and they were trying to find a way out. Strengthen and maintain relationships with law enforcement agencies. Follow closely the implementation of the Public Audit Amendment Act. Very important. Follow closely the implementation of the Public Audit Amendment Act. Undertake more vigorous oversight visits. Allocate more time to consider and adopt committee reports for further debate in the House. Monitor the progress on implementing over recommendations. Maintain strong working relationships with AG and National Trade. Work with the Public Service Commission to take further reports on specific So that is the body of the legacy report. As you can see, it reports on certain things that are standard, cut and paste, and then it goes into actual work that we've done, what we've observed, what we've found challenging, what we recommend, what is outstanding, that needs to be followed up on.
I concede that you are running a parliamentary program, but I thought that you would do it within the context that we wanted a better state.
Okay.
is what the vision of the NDP was and is. And I thought as a chairperson, you do that introduction in my remarks that talks with that context. So that it doesn't become an administrative report, but it talks to the politics that has been guiding our duty throughout this, the fifth term. So we have to await for your opening remarks and overview politically. And there's an issue of consequences which we linked in the start of the term in terms of our workshop with the police, because we then kept on inviting the police because we were chasing consequences. And I know even in the Olumisa comment in the PIC, he said COPSCOPA doesn't have teeth. And I don't believe that context is correct. And I want you to be able, within your open remarks, to talk to that and give context of why SCOPA wouldn't want to undermine other institutions and act on its own. If Parliament is that mouth, I mean, will deliver on its own without a proper judiciary having capacity to deal with this matter. So it means you'd have to link it up with the changes that are taking place within the security cluster now, and what impact they will have on the decision making. Linked to that, which I know I tried to convince you at some stage, is the performance of the Zondo Commission. It's doing very well in terms of being able to diagnose the problem, which SCOPA was trying to do. Because if you talk of people delivering reports and there are no slips to assist the Auditor General to be able to continuously identify the deficiencies within the state, how do you keep yourself accountable when you don't have slips, when you don't follow legislation, but you're a government entity and the accounting officer seems not to even know some of this legislation. So you'll fall short in a way of being able to say, mandated by the Auditor General and looking at the report of the Auditor General, these are the areas identified by the Auditor General. But you'll always find that officials, when it comes to what covers them, the Constitution, they tend not to even know what is in the Constitution that is related to their departments. So our report should not just be a parliamentary report, but must be able to say to the Zondo Commission, we find a lot of deficiencies within the state. You say somebody is accountable here today, he's a DG. When you see him doing something corrupt tomorrow, he's in another department. You follow him, he's in another department. And this is how the state is collapsing, you see. So if you love the country, you won't shrink away from such expressions solidly that this is the state of things. And Zondo must not think, nobody must assume it's going to be easy dealing with these people. Or they're going to leave those ESCOMs, they're going to leave those Transnet and reimagine other departments as people who are providing leadership, but not their own legacies of how they've left. And this is what we've been struggling with, SCOPA. We've been trying to get people from water and sanitation, but we find that they've already run to other departments, committing the same mistakes that they've committed in the department. So your context is going to be adding value in how we approach this thing, in how we deal with assisting the country overall beyond Parliament. And one of the things that we kept on using is the Constitutional Court report that said, members of Parliament, you are not doing your work. And it informed in how we're dealing with some of the departments and how we've been able to negate the pressure away from political parties. One of the good lessons in this last term, and with the non-partisan situation where we maintained ourselves, that we can't be pandering to our party at the expense of the state. This is the state, and we need to be able to deal with it in that context. So that you raise that issue very sharply. They comply with your wrong, comply with it. But one of our strengths has been that whatever party positions we had, we didn't bring them into effect within the work that we were doing. That's why we remained an effective community that could be able to face and pull the bull out of the water, which was corruption. And that we must talk to, because we're not just doing this thing because we're looking at it. The main factor that worries us is the level of corruption within the state and how to deal with corruption. And if you don't write it within context of the weaknesses of the state, with the failed South Africans, we love you in the ANC because you are also assisting us to be dishonest to our own people. But you're not respecting what Parliament is supposed to be, rise in the moment and be able to give guidance of how society must reflect on its own weaknesses. So I'm saying, even if you go to achievements and not what, but give the context that from the start, when we started this term, we were very bold into saying to ourselves, there's corruption in this department, and we need to be able to deal with that corruption. We have made enemies, we have made friends, but we thought that they're doing it for the good of South Africa. And if Zondo wants to talk to us, because that would encourage us to submit part of the report itself to even to the Zondo Commission as part of the lessons that we learned. Because we wouldn't have given powers to the Auditor General in the context. We gave them because we realized that the state is failing. It's not able to live up to deliver. My last part, Chair, is we have not been able to deal. I mean, we gave context to how municipalities must deal with the payments in the different areas. Now, I don't see it just disappear. And it's an important development because now everybody's grappling with ESCOM and how municipalities have to get to assist in payment. And municipalities are collapsing. Is the short-termism of the nature of payments or the bailouts that are being taken up is what we agree with. South African Airways is not coming out of the trough. It's still remaining there, even with all the bailouts that we have seen taking place. You see, the delay in reports, even from the South African Airways, and the non-cooperation with the Auditor General. I think we need to be able to contextualize our report. It can be tried as we see it, you see, because it leaves a lot to be desired. You see, we should be able to confront ourselves and ask from our own consciousness. How did BUSASA happen when we're dealing with the correctional service? Was the Auditor General honest to us in reflection? Did he pinpoint to us that BUSASA is in this state of things? Today is always a step ahead of us in dealing with BUSASA. And we had the whole 5-year period dealing with the correctional service, and we couldn't see that problem. You see, we can't avoid it, even if one of our colleagues is implicated, but we can't avoid it. It's a real problem, because inhabitants in prison can die at any time when there's no food, when there's liquidation. Where are we as public representatives? That one rests very heavily on my consciousness, that how did we miss out on the disaster of BUSASA? And it's a strong weakness, because we rely on the Auditor General, and the Auditor General seems not to have been able to bring it to our attention. And we must be very clear about the issue of the IP, McBride. That why did you invite him, and why did you expect something out of him, and how we try to resolve the matter. Because if you don't say leadership and management in different entities of CETA are not adding value, you won't be able to contextualize the problems that are taking place in IFLS. Because there's no need. I mean, that thing has been there for the past 10 years. I mean, it's been a problem. Cabinet has been moving 1 minute after another meeting. We are going now. I'm telling you, nobody will be dealing with IFLS. But the reality is the country is spending a lot of money, you see. And how Treasury dealt with deviations and what. I don't hear about it here. And it's a challenge. Because those deviations didn't come to our attention by default. It's after rigorous and strong pushing by ourselves that how does deviations happen, you see. And given that information, today the lesson is that you allow deviation or procurements to run in a particular way. You might have a state that has failed, and the levels of corruption are going to grow. And I'm just saying that it's the context that must put things into. As a chairperson, you can all deliberate after you have done that, which means you have to do it from today. Because next week we are closing. next week we are closing on Tuesday. We are closing, and we need to be able to deal with that environment. I don't know when, but you can size up and say, this is my contribution. Let's have a look at it and give the context. But also, yourself would have to re-look at the workshop that we took in France, where we dealt with the matters and dealt with the politics of scope, which gave us the mandate to be able to deal with these things. But then it will say to us, workshops are irrelevant. But new as we were able to find each other within Scopa, I mean within that workshop, and we're able to craft out to go ahead. I'll stop there now,
Chairperson. All right. Thank you very much. That converts to, of course, the purpose to be an input that I should make that way along the line that you that should be the overview for everything. So what is here is using a template that came from the foreign office. As you can see, it's very administrative. There are multiple politics. That is the context. So you're 100%.
Thank you, Chairperson. Okay. The first input I wanted to make on the supply chain management, page 13. Supply chain management. I think we had a problem of supply chain managers being vetted. I think in most of the departments that you have seen, that's why they could do as they please. Okay.
So put that as one E.
Yeah.
That is the failure. How do you say the failure by the FSA?
To vet.
Is it their failure or
the
failure to implement the cabinet?
No, it is cabinet a failure. It is a failure because there was a cabinet position.
Decision, yes.
And they did not. That is implemented
implement.
Decision. And that decision had an impact.
Failure by the FSA to have all officials in the FDM parliament that is as per cabinet decision of NDT.
And the key outstanding issues when we go to SAA, I think we have more outstanding issues than the ones that are listed here.
On which page?
20. Apart from what is written here, South African Airways. Remember, in the two meetings that we've had with FAA, they said to us they were going to put on cameras that will monitor. And especially where they were putting, they are building a Tuscana, what they call that?
A
stock. Yes. They said they were going to put those cameras, and they have been putting those forever, and nobody knows. Because to me, it's key for SAA to actually start saying we are dealing with issues. They should have dealt with that because of security breach. That's the first thing. And then the other thing is that, remember when we met the board, they had small committees within the board, and we had a lot of chairpersons. As a result, there's I shouldn't say conflict, but every time they meet, they can't agree on things because there are lots of chairpersons. I don't know if you remember the last day that we had in SAA.
I firmly remember in fact, when the president said they want to break up ESCOM,
I just remember SAA. Yeah.
That the many boards at SAA
actually
became mm-hmm. That's what you want to do with ESCOM. You want to have different boards with
different
sections.
It's going to be a problem.
You are going to have a problem how the main boards
can take decisions. Yes, and the other thing as far as SAA is concerned, is this outsourcing of officials. Remember, they had a CFO who was from London because they said they didn't have those skills in South Africa. They had to bring that person on board together with all other people who were from outside where they can actually source that within the country because we have lots of chartered accountants. So I'm saying those were some of the key issues that were still outstanding, and even if we get a report, but we're not sure if they're really implemented that way. They had a problem of liquid. Instead of taking care or maintaining what they have, they were, you know, misusing funds. And not actually, the other thing is that they were not even working with the union. Because the unions have, I mean, if you listen to them, it's like they know everything within the company.
Poor labor relations.
Yes, poor labor relations. But the last, okay, yeah. And on DPW Chairperson, Department of Public Works, we had a problem. I'm not sure if I should say stock control, where they would be saying this minister or this place which is supposed where boy is staying, they are paying so much money for garbage. I don't know what you call that money.
For services.
And they were paying exorbitant amounts of money where there's not even, it's unoccupied and they're paying a lot of money. So we need to do stock controls and find a way of minimizing those costs. I don't know where, how can we put that?
Because I think the sentence, the line there which say is property.
It has to be elaborated.
It contains a lot of things in it, and I think you are elaborating on some of the specific issues. So we can say these properties, and then in brackets, that will be some of those.
Yes, the last chairperson I wanted to comment on is what Comrade Boyd was talking about, the implementation of public audit amendment bill. That we have to emphasize there to the sixth parliament that they should work closely with the AG. I know that the AG has been doing this morning. They've been going all over the country to actually let the stakeholders know what they'll be dealing with. And I'm saying if we don't work together with the AG, we are not going to achieve what we have always wanted to achieve, the consequence management. But also the PAA helps that achievement of consequence management, because it says even if I leave Department A and go to Department C, as long as there's issued a certificate of debt, you will always be followed. So it doesn't matter, which is what we have been fighting for throughout the years. So it doesn't matter if one leaves this department, goes to the other department. As long as that there's a certificate of debt, whatever that the funds that they misuse, they will have to pay. So I think it's one of the, I don't know how you can put that, but to actually say, yes, it's also a plus for us, because that's what we fought for in the fifth parliament, that we wanted to see consequences. And that actually gives us the validity that we really have achieved what we wanted to achieve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think most comrades have covered in what I wanted to. But I wanted to ask to talk on the issue of page 14. Talk about contract management. Yes.
Page
14 on contract management. On the misuse of deviation to bypass. I wanted to suggest, Chairperson, that when you give that your the more bold in terms of your political and as well in terms of the recommendation, that we should emphasize that the sixth parliament, especially SCOPA, they should be able to continue on working on the deviations, because that's where people have shifted in terms of your irregular expenditure and wasteful expenditure. Concentrate on deviations, because they just thought it's an area that nobody was taking consideration into that one. And as well on the issue of evergreen contracts, I don't know Parliament how will they handle it, because some of these evergreen contracts, your SABC, your ESCOM, they are really contributing to the downfall of the economy, because people are just eating money, and if they see that this contract, they are reaching at the 40 years or 35 years age, and then they come and say government is not doing anything, because they can really realize that their evergreen contracts are coming to an end. I think I just wanted to provide those issues, especially if the focus area of this parliament, especially SCOPA, can really put it on the higher on the agenda on the issue of expansion and deviation. No, thank you, Chair. Otherwise, thank you.
I think it should be
mentioned, because as much as this report is administrative, but at your own overview as you raise it, that it becomes higher on the agenda, because it has shifted really. And I think as this committee, we caught them by surprise, because they thought they were doing something that we couldn't find it. And so it should be really seen as part of the agenda of that committee when they come in.
No, thanks, Chair. The issue, I think I agree with my colleagues on the political overview. But also the issue of our relationship with APEC and our contribution that is in APEC. Also the training of members. Because, to be honest, we did have training, but it was inadequate. And I would recommend that the sixth parliament that is also focused, that is on the issue of training, that is of members, because we at some stage we are using our common our common sense in dealing with this, but it was successful, I must just be honest.
But we're using our common sense.
It was very...
Not even party mandates, they didn't even know what
it was. It was very, very...
Maybe that's the best approach to common sense.
that was very good. The other issues that I think in your political overview that I think you need to highlight is this thing of standardizing on these houses, because I think DPW also they were caught yes, the price and everything.
They were caught totally off.
Yes. Because they were hiding there.
It was not touched.
Yeah. Mm. And people were just, doing that. Ministers would decide, or officials would decide on where to stay and all that. I think that was a very good achievement. The other issue is on ESCOM. We did not deal only on the municipalities that are owing ESCOM. We also dealt with government departments that are owing ESCOM, because that is also a serious problem if you look at the debt in ESCOM. And we the report was not forthcoming. That is from the department. That is on the departments that are owing ESCOM. Think I like the point that Boy raised, that we also rate that is linked our mandate to the NDP as to whether we achieved what we were supposed to achieve in terms of the milestones that is in the NDP.
I just want to ask the question, where will the political interview in 2015 in terms of all the political
recommendations? That is supposed to be opening line up by the chairperson before the introduction.
Even on Tomoyan and SAS, it's our initiative. Given the commission that we have not contextualized before.
Yeah.
And the PIC.
It was a state capture committee, more than a scope of committee.
Because we also need to be aware that state capture was not just the Gupta.
No.
Professor has shown you that the Guptas were amateurs.
That's what you must contextualize. That the CPS
now on how to contract until tender.
Deviations, that's where the problem is.
That's my problem is wonderful recommendation. Just in terms of specifics, the Department of Public Service and Administration asked my current party had a comprehensive report in terms of everything I've done. All these statements that I sent to the UN. But in terms of this public service and administration, it was the public service being a list of the state. And then I remember in the discussion in the council, I'll be referring back to that one. Mr. Smith actually made the recommendation that we should extend our investigation to the one on that strategic planning session. I wonder if we should not focus on the different series, just also extension to the world of this debate. I think the deal with the family, the task teams or something.
I think it should be looked at in that context. But in terms of the focus, you might have raised it, but it was not a resolution. Because what we resolve on, let's say, the project, the initial page is what we're talking about, focusing on implementing that we're going to focus on. And anyway, our work with the FACF and with IPIT is actually that focus. You recall, was it the big parliament where we met with the military veteran?
Yes.
The CFO had resigned threat. Yeah, and I think the military veteran is not yet. We actually reported that case to the FIU for investigation. I think even the Department of Basic Education, where we're dealing with infrastructure, production of infrastructure. It was the case that led to the hope for investigation. So the issue around investigation of law enforcement. And I think also had a hearing in the MPA where that man gave a long presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it should be seen in the context of the ACGT, because we wanted to know what is the NPA doing, or what is this contribution in the fight against corruption. Because the police would say we're investigating, but we're frustrated by the prosecutor then taking, it took too long to make decisions on whether to prosecute or not. So I think that concern was taken into account in the context of our engagement.
Just to think, we don't have specific cases where we have case numbers because we can investigate. But our referrals to the SIU, should we not have that perhaps as a separate item? So remember, we spoke about the theater project, which was actually, in my mind, the start of the state capture process that happened in the future.
The AG was talking to
If you are going to write it in the manner that it becomes departmentalized,
you'll think that they've got a big cumbersome report that doesn't deliver a political, I mean, for politicians to be able to learn something from what we have done. So structure is totally different. So that from a departmental point of view, yes, but from a political point of view, if you are going to be giving it to the sixth parliament, it must be totally different. And it must talk to the real issues. Or we'll have a departmental report repeating what departments are talking about. But because you know you've got the Auditor General, and we usually call those guys who are expertise within those different departments from the Auditor General. So what the colleagues would have to do is to look what were the different problems that were running the same in the different departments and consolidate that, so that when you look at it and within your political context, you are able to zoom in on the weaknesses that were identified, and then you are able to give political direction. You see, because the cruciality of you being able to give direction politically and the way you write that report is the profile that the media has given the scope and the broad public. They're visually following everything that you were doing. So you can't also rewrite what departments are doing. You must be able to give political answers to our people out there.
The reflection.
Yes.
Meaning to this.
Yeah. So it assists. You see, if you listen to Trevor Manuel in the Zondo Commission, it's most of the things that we're dealing with. You see. And after that, he then says, and it must be trained. This is what we're all saying. You see. And if you follow the sequence of Parliament, all of you might not be here in Scopa, all of us. And the next thing, what? Then the system recreates itself and wait for another 3 to 4 years before you arrive at consequences. Because if you look, when we came, Chilwane was here before. She was able to give us a lot of experience, critical in how things were happening. And then we're able to, and new cherry, and we're able to latch onto that experience and be able to move forward. But if you don't have experience, you won't be able to understand these things. And you are going to bring the system again to zero. After 2 years, when you go back and try to understand the system, by that time, corruption has entrenched itself, you see. And you'll be struggling again and repeating yourself for another 4 to 3 years, and you're out of the system again. And new faces come around. So political parties, different parliaments, must assess in how they do it, you see. I mean, I know that you did that assessment as a study group of the ANC, that the weakness of the ANC is that it keeps on bringing new people and it weakens the system, and that, I mean, the officials, the bureaucrats remain experienced and they twist and run around the politicians. And that's where the problem is. It's not the weakness of people not getting trained or resources. I mean, we were just dealing with the reports. Today it's going to be reports. I mean, people, I mean, how many of you have not gone to China? Two or three in the 25 years. Hundreds have gone. What lessons have Parliament learned? Nothing. Society has lost. The fiscus is gone. And everybody's on a tort trip every day, every day. Yes, I was criticizing you, but listening to reports, I'm like, hey, I've been here for 25 years. I know that we've repeated these trips. No lesson, no lesson of significance has been delivered. The ones that are coming, they're all going to go on trips in January, February, I mean, in before December. And what happens to the experience in Parliament? So structure the report in a manner that it leaves a strong political legacy so that people can continue respecting Scopa and the participants within Scopa. It's one thing that I like and which I talk about. I don't talk about Tim the PA. I talk about Tim the forensic that was able to help all of us to be able to do a detailed analysis of the nature of problems that we had within the various departments. And that has helped our capacity and capabilities to be able to provide leadership and deal with the real problems confronting our people. That's what must be linked to service delivery, check, and then we'll be successful later.
Alright.
Do it, sir. I know you can write. So you can't deliver Torah reports because you have never taught. You can talk about cases and talk about
your
On the statistics overview, I don't know whether as an achievement we are also counting in 2017-18 that in that 44 meeting, the meeting that we called with the departments who did not submit, because ordinarily we called this meeting with the ones where entities that submitted the table they had understood, and then that was forming the basis of engagement. But in 2017, remember, we called the entities who did not table this. And then subsequent to that, we saw that entities have taken it seriously in the process of submitting, because the numbers have declined. So I think that we need to put that as an achievement of SCOMO, because after we've called those entities, we've seen some changes. They've taken the process of submitting the annual report very seriously. So we need to get that. I don't know how we can reflect on that. Okay. And on the key statistics, or summary of outstanding issues in page 20. And the Department of Water and Sanitation. I think, Chairperson, if we can add a bullet there, that will speak to the monitoring of the new declined organogram for this experiment. Remember, they submitted an organogram which was declined, but if it is not monitored, with where are they in that process, you might find that they are continuing on their own and no one is looking at this proposal. And on the National Treasury, I don't know whether, remember, SCOPA took a decision when we were engaging on the deviation and expansion that the review process is the problem that it sits only on the police office. If he decides he signs or he doesn't sign, it's only him, and then you recommended that they form some sort of
We're listening.
And if you SCOPA told National Treasury, it was sort of directed to say go and relook into this matter of how these deviations and expansion are approved, such that when decisions are made, they are informed by different people rather than one person taking a decision which might be subjective at some point. I think we need to add that, Jefferson. I don't know whether if you say deviation and expansion, it covers that.
The completion on policy and procedure for the approval of deviation and expansion. Remember, they gave us the draft. That means the draft was still going to rework it.
And on page 21, in DPW, Department of Public Works, I think the last time we engaged, there was a problem in the PMT, where they say they are still capacitating the PMT. And then, remember, Chairperson, they were given some years. They had an agreement with the Auditor General and National Treasurer, but they didn't comply with some certain part of reporting. And I remember in our engagement with them, they said it was supposed to end, I think, in the last financial year. So that must be monitored again next year when all these reports come at the end of March for this financial year to say, and those exemptions that they were given, the PMT, now that we are supposed to report fully, where are they in terms of that?
Are we looking at that?
And on the SAPS,
I think we also need to add a point, Chairperson. Remember when the police commissioner was here in one of our meetings, he made a commitment to SCOPA that he's going to declassify some documents to IPD. But IPD came here and then they said those documents, they were just to and fro kind of thing. So I believe that if somebody comes and makes a commitment to SCOPA, then what are the follow-up to say, in that commitment that you have made, where are you? So I think in the sixth parliament, the committee must look in this matter of the classification of documents which are needed, because they say they are going to review that process as well.
But on that one, they were going to court. I think the last time we spoke to this, they were taking each other to court. So we had to let allow the court process to conclude. So they wouldn't be much to treat anyone by the court.
That's fine, Chair. I think another department that we've forgotten to mention, and I will say the reason why, is the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. I remember in one of our engagements with them, we had a problem where in the report of the Auditor General, there was an issue surrounding the offices which are outside. Some of them where you find that they are renting space in the countries where they are not using the offices. And they promised that they are still trying to deal with this matter so that they know where, how many offices, because there was an issue that they are not even aware of some of these offices, yet they are paying money and they are not using these offices.
Mm.
And then they said they are going to look closer into that matter so that they are more accurate.
Now, but there's a report to Parliament now on that issue.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The post office, I think we need to add it here, Chairperson. Why? When they were relocating from Pretoria to Eco Park in Centurion, there was that 11-month period, if you remember, where they paid the rent without staying in the building to the tune of 22 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the Auditor General said they must recover that money. And the last time I remember when you talked about the subject with post office, they promised that they are in the process of recovering this money. So I think it will be useful for the sixth parliament to look into that matter, so that post office report there to say whether they have recovered that money, because they pay the rent when they are not staying in the building. That constitutes protest in this school, and then they say they must recover from the owners of the building. And then they promise to do that. I think we need to get that also. I don't know whether we can add CETA with SAPS, or we can put CETA alone. Because CETA was in a process of terminating some contracts.
Yes.
And the CETA was in a process also of trying to, with this disagreement with this FDA on the software licenses. And they said they believe that those licenses, they belong to them, and then there was this to and fro kind of thing. So if maybe the sixth parliament can look at CETA to say, with the termination of this contract, all that they discover that they were entered incorrectly or wrongly, so how far are they, and with the issue of the software licenses, where are they, so that we avoid a situation whereby some systems are shut down by other people. So I think the sixth parliament SCOPA might be interested in those matters. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's just a small thing. I don't know if it's relevant for us to report it as part of the legacy report. But I was just thinking, you remember, Chairperson, there were those departments, key departments, that were really assisted your social development in terms of FAFSA and all this, that we have had more than 5 hearings. You know, I was in the view, I don't know, in the committee that Comrade Bone served in programming, that view that there are issues that we discuss them at the hearing, but there's a need sometimes that we go and debate issues in Parliament. I don't know where can we feature it so that really it becomes where issues are of national importance and the community or the residents have got some interest in, so that we be able, we know as COP, but sometimes we don't debate, we just put in a report, table in report and recommendation. But there are issues that where we should be able to debate matters in Parliament to get the debate. I remember we've been struggling at least to get that view, that buy-in from the programming and to the Office of the Speaker. I'm just not sure if it is relevant with this report or how, but I'm just raising it just to...
Okay, I'm looking at the part, recommendations to the Parliament. That's, maybe that's where it can feature in. The government should seek to persuade Parliament to allow SCOPA and other committees to bring issues
of
national importance to the House for debate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think in the last management meeting we had agreed that after our meeting, the secretariat of the staff, all of them should meet and make sure that all the inputs that we made there, they are put in this report. So I was just saying that I'm not sure what happened to Spiso, because he was not in that meeting. Whether he did meet with the with his colleagues, because I think the input that he's making is very good input, but he should have been there, met with them, so that when we deal with his report, then it becomes their report, all of them, not irreportium 3-1, but that was a chairperson. But the things that I raised my hand for was again on Transnet. You remember they were going to leave that building that they had and going to rent a building in Waterfall because they were saying the elevators were not working. And that was going to be costly to Transnet and its problem. So it seems like all these departments that are suffering financially, they make more expenditure, unnecessarily expenditure. So I don't know how can we put that. But also in the recommendations, that's to emphasize the internal audit, because in all the departments that we've met, together with their entities, they did not take the internal audit report seriously or into cognizance. So the implementation of the internal audit, I know that in some cases you did, it was summarized in this, but maybe to emphasize it in the sixth parliament that they have to take that into cognizance. And Chairperson, Comrade Saki earlier on talked about SATCOPEC, our contributions towards APEC and SACOPEC, but also to add that we were part of South Africa to make sure that there was AfroPEC, which has helped a lot of public accounts committees in Africa to actually know what it was mapping, it was mapping the way forward for public accounts committees. And I think the trips that we've made as this committee for, you know, to Mozambique and stuff, I don't know how we're going to put that, but putting it in one sentence, I think it's going to be a problem. But also, Chairperson, in these conferences that you have attended, SAFAD-COPEC, I know in other countries they have what you call implementation committee. After they table their reports to Parliament, there's an implementation committee that works with the Speaker's office to make sure that SCOPA resolutions are implemented. So I don't know if we could put that as a part of our recommendations for Parliament, sixth Parliament, that we should be part of, maybe somebody from SCOPA should be part of those table staff of the speaker, or recommend that we need to have an implementation team, because without that we'll find departments dodging and getting away with all the wrong things that they are doing. So if we have a body that actually looks at all the implementations and give time frames to that, I think it will help sixth parliament to be stronger. But the other last challenge, Chairperson, was the AG's report. If you remember, some departments, they ended up not reporting on time because they were in disagreement with the AG's report. I think it's something that
it's growing.
Yeah, it's growing, and it's going to put next parliament into serious problems if we don't deal with that. So I think it should be part of our recommendations that, or maybe why not in your political input, because at the end of the day, every annual report, you find that the AG has signed that and the accounting officer. So if they come and dispute that later, it's not going to help anyone. But like, oh, the social development as well, Chairperson, we went there as part of oversight. So if they can add that. But the last one, Chairperson, to actually maybe in this report include the administrative staff, because I think we are where we are today because of their efforts. And their passion really helped us, and even though there were problems here and there, but if it was not there for them, Chairperson,
right,
SCOPA would not be flying high as it is right now, Chairperson. So I'm just saying, maybe even if it can be put, maybe in your report. Thanks, Chair.
Now, my last comment is the lack of figures on our side. But you could be able to show that every time the Auditor General comes out, we say 50. We were able to reduce from that 50 billion down. And how do you contextualize that? So the costing is something of importance. And the change of our methodology. You see, remember, we take the broad report of what the Auditor General said. But when we said to ourselves, our strategy must be different from what used to happen in the other parliaments, we went straight to expenditure and irregular expenditure. And that made us to be able to identify the problem where it is. Because we started to see, what is it that within the Auditor General's report that make us to make impact? And that change of methodology of being said, go to the irregular and go to the expenditure. I mean, how people are spending their money, catering companies and everything. That change of strategy was very beneficial for the country. And the departmentalization, because the Auditor General would say 48 billion is spent by government, and this is my report. It will give us which department, and we're able to zoom in into SASA and know that SASA is corrupt or SASA is genius. And my last point is, Chairperson, you see, this thing of you not attending Parliament is a problem, because you lost yesterday with one vote on a very crucial one on the post office, given all the weaknesses that you identified. But at a strategic level, this didn't bring the post office into the center where government to government entities are the ones that take full responsibility in terms of delivery. Would never not come here. So yesterday, everybody was saying, if you listen to their comments, that the post office and the government institutions are crucial in terms of your service delivery. So if the post office, everybody sees it as an example, in the way we crafted it, and in our approach of making sure that SASA becomes the center to the post office, to the delivery of our people, nobody would have taken that lesson. Whatever weaknesses are there today, but the post office is going to be the future. And the different government institutions are going to be the future in how they work with each other. But now everybody, even with the digital that is taking place in transport, how they want to distribute it. They want to use the post office, talking to their DG, that use the post office, you'll be able to go through Ilaliyako, you know, because that's the only entity that is there now that could be able to do and assist us to reach out to those in the rural areas. So if you deal with the contextualization issue now about the rural areas and the type of institutions created, the post office will remain central. It has been one of the biggest victims for SCOPA and how this approach is work. But I think you must emphasize that approach. And I know that Ule Chisa will like it, because he's one of those that said the lessons in New York were part of that, how government uses its own institutions rather than outsourcing and giving other entities the responsibility or private companies. But the consequences today has been that the post office in this term has become the biggest example. I mean, over units yesterday, they were singing praises, but they were not saying that scope I played the basis for the decision of them to arrive where they are today in using the post office to distribute the resource. That's why they think it's the best policy arrangement that could take place, where the post office and government entities remain central. And that's the greatest lesson. And I was waiting very patiently to win yesterday against, so that I can tell him, you see, the post office is central, and this is a SCOPA initiative. Nobody else.
He decided to abscond.
Yeah?
He decided to abscond.
No, he absconded, yes. I mean, he's the leader of a party, he said.
Okay.
He's busy with the dish. But our committee has produced the Beyond, which is one of the successful.
How is the Beyond?
I was
going to say, in addition to the orientation center, where all the concepts, maybe some of the other things that we might certainly take consideration for the new term.
Well, that's fine. I want just to
look at the clock. And 5 o'clock we have to be through.
Well, comrades, I want to say thank you very much to the staff and to each one of us. It has been a very interesting, for lack of a better way, a term that we've had, and in my experience here, I think this has been the best team that I've had the privilege to work with. But well, everything must come to an end. And so it is that our term has come to an end. Those of you are coming back to the home as well, build on what we've done. We'll meet another life in other circumstances. Well, I believe that we'll always remember the impact that we've done for ourselves, for the committee, for parliament, and also for our country. Quite a pleasure. And I can't forget December 2018, those last 3 weeks where we were having hearings like, we only had another rush. I think we did very well. I very much appreciate the work that we have jointly done. And I profusely apologize for not having it as well.
It's not late, Chaperson.
What's the count imagine now, go?
Yeah, so thanks very much, comrades.
Great.
What do you want to do? Photograph?
Who's the photographer? No, there's a photo, a professional photographer. Undo, we can't take photos. There's never been
but I was going to get all those photos.
We're going to get those photos in some.
Are getting presents from their committee, so when are we going to get our presents?
We didn't get the overseas.
Yeah, the Mali is my army overseas.
Hey, he must give us two.
Aron kam tuna yo.
Oh, Rishi, I'm so tanya pe. Eh.
Aron is him. Bad photo.
Yeah, ten doza kujuru.
Ah, yani pa. Uzo baba kanjana.